Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself. Discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Well, hello, listeners. I am your host, Beth Wolf, with Life in Full Expression, where we get to explore, elevate, and expand today. Today, I'm resurrecting a book that I read about 10 years ago called Frequency by Penny Pierce. And I know when I started reading this book, I really didn't have a full comprehension of it. And even as I'm rereading it even today, realizing that as I'm going to talk about nine phoenix-like transformations that we go through in this human life, through this spiritual essence that we are, that when I first read it 10 years ago, I felt like I was just at the beginning of some of these phases. So I thought it'd be really fun and interesting and even maybe a little bit of rigor to hear about these transformational phases. But one of the things that she talks about, Penny, in this text is that if we have the knowledge of what it looks like and feels like in these transformational phases, that we can actually navigate the waters of these with a little bit better, you know, curiosity and information and grace and ultimately some greater self-love. So there's nine phases. I don't think we're going to get through all of them today. I'm going to attempt to get us through the first six, but we'll see where we land because we can always take it up on the next episode. So welcome. We're looking at nine transformational phases and where might you see yourself in these phases? So let me just give you a big 30,000 foot view of these nine phases. She starts off with the first phase, that spirit is merging with your body, emotions, and mind. Second phase is the frequency of life increases everywhere and in every way. Third, you may experience the personal collection of some subconscious mind begins to empty. And I'm going to go into explaining these, so hold tight. Fourth, you retrench, refortify, resist, and resuppress. And number five, old structures break down and dissolve. And you stop and let go, relax into your truest self for number six. And then the seventh phase is you reemerge into the world like the phoenix. And eight, relationship, family, and group experience are revolutionized. And then the ninth phase, enlightenment is grounded in every bit of matter. So there's the 30,000 foot view of the nine transformational phases. And reiterating from the last episode, talking about The Intuitive Way by Penny Pierce, is that really transformation defined by her is change plus the next dimension. And not only the next dimension for you and I personally, but perhaps even the next dimension for our entire world. So she starts off this part of her book by, I just want to read to you how she starts off this chapter. She says that, do you ever feel like a balloon being inflated with helium? You're getting bigger and bigger, expanding to a huge fullness, and the gas just keeps coming. Try taking a minute to be aware of everything that interests, pleases you, upsets you, and then include all the creative breakthroughs, new facts, daily developments, bids for your attention, and curiosities that are in the world now. Then she says, add all the opinions, complaints, hypocrisies, tragedies, dramas, and fears. Fill it all inside you. And wanting to be known, pushing against the limits of the thinning membrane that holds your reality in existence. Now, how much more room is there? How much more pressure can you take before your reality explodes? And then she says, there's got to be another more unlimited way of knowing. And I really truly believe that when I picked up this book, I was at the precipice of all of this. Like my reality was really on the verge of being just exploded. And she says that in her book, this book was published in 2009, that she believes that we happen to be in this evolutionary process whose end result will be new kinds of perception, new kinds of identity, and that the reality will be totally free of constraints. And again, this was published in 2009. Here we are in ending up in 2022, and look what has transpired just in just even in the last 4 or 5 years. So in this book, Penny, she says that there's a good reason that you and I might feel excited and pressured, that if you and I are fully understanding the emerging energy reality with its high frequency and unlimited perception, it helps to know there's a good reason that you and I may feel shaken, that you may feel ultra sensitive or even rudderless. I know that even some of the clients that I'm working with right now, those three things are sometimes one of the primary reasons why people seek out a mentor, a life coach, a counselor, is that they are feeling shaken up. They're feeling ultra sensitive. They're feeling rudderless. And she explains that the reality is happening is that we're moving from what was really an information age into an intuition age. And really, the result of a gradual but fairly rapid process of personal and societal transformation. She says that it can be put you and I through the wringer emotionally and energetically, but eventually deliver you and I to an amazing destination that you'll love. And yes, there's a roadmap to get there. And so, one of the reasons why I wanted to share this with you is these nine transformational stages are really her giving you somewhat of a roadmap, and understanding this transformation process is really what we're going to talk about today, and really how crucial it is for you and I. And I love what she put in there, that we're not jumping into some popular trend of thinking to the latest energy technique. And while we're probably and might be missing some key components that can make our experience smoother, faster, and more cohesive. And I love that phraseology. If something can help me move through something faster and more with more cohesiveness, I'm all in. And it's super cool because back in 2008 was really a year that a lot of this was beginning. I was at the beginning of these transformational stages that we're going to look at today. And boy, it was nice to have some of these key components, but it has just been glorious to re-enter and review this. So in this book, Penny begins to explain the difference between what is the realm of change and what actually is transformation, and the difference between the two of them. And she begins to formulate, just in a quick formula, that change really, again, plus the next dimension is going to equal transformation for us. Maybe you're familiar with some of the words like metamorphosis or transmutation is something she says is all together and really represents for you and I going through some kind of alchemic change in a basic nature of. There's something shifting within us and our energy and our state. And it's also in a miraculous way, but it's also like going through this purifying fire of spiritual growth and rebirth, and from the ashes, as really we begin to come out as a creature of gold and represented by light and love. So, as I mentioned before, I've really felt really in the last 10 to 15 years that I've been going through quite a transformational process, an alchemic type transformation that's been going on. And so I wanted to give this quote that she gave here in the text by Confucius. And he says that it doesn't matter how slowly you go, so long as you don't stop. And that's what I've really felt, that I've just kept going in a slow way, a progressive way of these changes. So as some of you may be familiar with my story, I completed a 25-year marriage that had served its realm in my life. And now I came to a point where I was asking, well, what's next for me as I was going through these transformational changes? And what was beginning to happen was a huge shift in my identity as my daughters were grown up and off to college, becoming young adults, no longer a wife, no longer really a mother in that realm. The identity begins to shift. And so you begin to look for answers. So as you and I go through these phases of transformation, Penny unveils possible symptoms of each one of the stages of transformation, which I find very helpful and enlightening. And I could see that I was actually going through some of these in my physical realm as well. And she also shows that it could be also be going through on a big society level as well. And so that's kind of nice that we can see some of those symptoms of that. And also that it could actually be really helping us clear everything that are maybe blocks that are interfering with our soul and expression and the experience of love. And that means that we typically might be experiencing some uncomfortableness because you and I are looking at it from a fear perspective and what you've previously denied. And these phases, here's the great thing, they don't last forever, thank goodness. There's a turning point about halfway through these nine phases of transformation, and that really is going to give us profound relief. And after this, all the disruptive symptoms begin to disappear, and you begin to bloom like a flower, happily living your destiny. So the transformation process begins when actually the very first phase is that our spirit merges with body, emotions, and mind. And so that's the first phase that we're going to look at after this short commercial break. Thank you for joining me on this journey of your intuition and your frequency that you really deserve from your soul. And so stay tuned. Come on back. We're going to start going into the first phase of nine transformational changes. And I look forward to sharing with you so that you can go through these transformations with not just curiosity, but with greater ease and cohesiveness. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth. Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. Visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
Welcome back, everybody, to Life in Full Expression with Beth Wolf. I'm your host, and today we're in the spiritual dimension of Life in Full Expression, and we're talking about an amazing book written by Penny Pierce back in 2009 called Frequency. And I'm going to take you through almost three-quarters of them, maybe half, of transformational phases that she outlines in this book, which is super cool. So the first one we're going to talk about right here after this break that we just come back from is the spirit merges with the body, emotions, and mind. So this is some of the ways that she explains this. This first phase really can be summarized in one sentence, that you may be feeling excited and know that there's more to life. You say to yourself, I want something better. So if you're out there and you're saying, I know there's more, I want something better, yay, you have just entered into the first phase. She explains that this first phase, that even though we are living in a three-dimensional world of reality, you may begin to be feeling an influx of higher frequency energy. She describes it like a napping child being lured from a sleep by an intoxicating smell of cookies baking in the oven. I'm thinking, okay, I can smell chocolate chip cookies. And, you know, as a child, one of the things that I would wake up from on Sunday mornings is my dad making Swedish pancakes, which is like crepes, and I could smell them and I would come out of there. So she says that one of the symptoms of the first stage is the emphasis on mind-body unity. And when mind and body become one spirit or the soul is revealed, you suddenly know it's been inside something, or really everything all along. You've had a revelation about what it really feels like to be in your body, as your body, and how conscious every cell is, and you immediately know your body's instinctual response to any situation, and why you understand that everything physical is conscious in some way. So really, I actually began to dive into this first phase when I was studying the Bible for over two decades, and then as I came out of that endeavor, it was really beginning to look at other religions in the world, and then moving into metaphysics, quantum physics, and really gain more and more of an interest in those things just in these recent years, and really has brought my attention to, in the recent days of growing interest and development of my own intuition, and part of the reason why these books were brought to my attention in the first place, right? They literally, I felt a pull off the bookshelf of these. It really began to surface. So we might want to explore, if you're in this phase, you may feel an urge to explore in the foundations of like physics or astronomy, microbiology, oceanography, genetic research, or you might be interested in some new medicines, extinct species or missing links, life forms or just inner earth civilizations. I know one of the ways that I got interested was a lot of ancient civilizations. That just fascinates me to read about that. So all of these are really symptoms of you entering into the first phase of transformation. And we are rather that we're spirit in the beginning to merge more with our body, emotions, and mind. So our second phase is that the frequency of life increases everywhere and every way. Penny says that the spiritual frequency begins to penetrate the physical world, which includes both the planet and your own body. It also saturates your mind and emotions. And she says that the body actually revs to adapt to the higher vibration, which initially disturbs your comfort level. Of high frequency, actually, energy activates both positive and negative emotions in you, which makes you more aware of them. And you may find your heart may pound or skip beats. You may experience waves of internal heat. I experience that often. And people might say, well, Beth, you're in your 50s. It's postmenopause. And at first, I thought it was that, but as I have done my own experience and my own research of my own body, not so true. I mean, I'm super healthy, take great care of myself. So you might also feel that your body might be buzzing or feeling a little bit more hyper. You might actually experience dramatic highs, lows, and erratic emotional releases. You can actually become overly sensitive in this phase, electrical, and feel like you're almost under pressure that never lets up. And you may see how your own heating up process, this is really interesting that she says this, that your own heating up process parallels possibly global warming. And it's easy now to, it may be easy now for you to tolerate noises and crowds and allergens, certain foods on the media. You may be rather say that you're intolerant to it. So she describes this phase that you might be feeling this way. I feel shaky and nervous. Everything bothers me and my body aches and I'm tired, but can't sleep. And I want what I want, and I want it now. So that's one of the phrases that she uses for this particular phase. And then she goes into sharing some symptoms that you might be experiencing. You may experience a short attention span, a short-term memory loss, or a lack of motivation, or disorientation, even physically. You could feel exhausted, be sick, or more than usual, or have more aches and pains. You might also feel hyperactive, impatient, irritable, unable to relax, and believe it or not, you might have some insomnia. Common alternating with periods of sleeping, and then you might have dead, you know, sometimes in this phase where you're like dead tired and then you can't sleep at all. And it can become easily to be actually possibly a slave to immediate gratification, or you might try to actually escape your uncomfortable body by being absent-minded or live in a fantasy world being distracted with other people's problems or obsessing and worrying about other things. There also could be an increase in higher frequency overactivity, you know, malfunctions in your body. And she gives examples like this could be a possibility that you could experience cancer, viruses, fevers, infections, rashes, allergies, ADHD, and nerve disorders, all of those. And as I'm reading some of these, you know, it's really us paying attention to our bodies. Yes, this does not in any means substitute you know, with your healthcare provider, and there might be a lot of other causes. But Penny's just giving us a little bit of insight into that there, just this transformational stage of you moving from one state of energy to another state of energy, that you could be experiencing some of these things. that it's just not physical, that actually our bodies are receptors and give us feedback. So there's also positive effects to this particular phase, that if you and I actually allow these high frequency energies to flow through you and let your body adjust naturally, that you experience more vitality and endurance. And one of the ways that I've helped really in this arena to let, well, Beth, how do you let high frequency energy flow through you? It's nice for you to say that, but how do you do that? So one of the mentors that I sought after was Dr. Sue Mortar and her energy codes and how she grounds and how she does central channel breathing. So that's been one way that has helped me a lot, as well as sitting quietly and meditating or going outside and being in the forest. Just yesterday, my partner and I went for this amazing 6-mile hike through the Grand Forest, and it was fantastic to be amongst those trees. So that might be some of the ways that you can actually let high frequency flow through you. So some other positive aspects of this phase is that you'll have a greater awareness, which means high frequency feelings like love, generosity, happiness, and enthusiasm. Those are all high frequency thoughts, and motivations may begin to arise, innovation, creativity, inspiration, and forgiveness. You might feel an outward service that you would like to give. There can be healing, and then you actually yearn to know more, explore the mysteries, and experience the soul, you understand. And this show is one of those things, that life in full expression, come here and explore, elevate, and expand. So you can see that I definitely have felt the positivity of this particular transformational stage. You also will have a bit of positive thinking, and love can heal you, and you want to also have a desire of cleaning up your body. You may want to exchange body composition, where you're releasing some adipose tissue and you're putting on more lean muscle mass. You also may feel a desire to do a detox or rejuvenate through exercise, and more consciously and artfully. So all of that is part of that second phase. So next up, the third phase of transformation is where the personal collection subconscious mind begins to empty. So what does that mean? What's interesting about this next phase of transformation is the vibratory rate of your emotions and physical body actually increases subconscious blocks, which are fear-based emotions, and they're low frequency, and they can no longer actually remain stored or suppressed. And these low frequencies, they can't exist in a field of high frequency energy. And awareness of blockages actually respond like popcorn to heat up, and they actually explode up from their hiding places from that subconscious into your conscious mind. And many times when I'm in my coaching endeavor with clients, that this is exactly what is happening in their life. It's almost like, Beth, we've let out Pandora's box or something, and it's like, it's all good. We're actually cleaning things up. We're unblocking things, and they're rising up out of you. So we're going to talk more about this personal collection subconscious as our mind empties after we take a short break. And we're going to dive back into more of what this phase looks like, what are some of the symptoms that you may be experiencing, and then what's some of the positive results. So stay tuned with this third phase of transformation from Penny Pierce's book called Frequency. Check it out, and I'll be right back after this short message.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Beth Wolf, with Life in Full Expression. And today we're talking about nine phases of transformation from Penny Pierce's book called Frequency. And so far, we're in the third phase where we're looking at the personal collection. Subconscious mind begins to empty. This is where things begin to heat up in our lives. And like I mentioned before we went on to break, things might be responding like you're heating up and popcorn is happening and you're getting some awareness of some blockages that have been going on. So they start to explode, and these hiding places in your conscious mind that have been repressed for memories begin to surface. Personal dramas and traumas occur, and old beliefs and limitations and negativity are unconsciously reenacted. You may actually face some shame and grief and terror and hatred in the dark corners of your psyche. And then you must decide to undertake not something new that you've probably heard if you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, but you get to undertake the hero's journey and through the underworld to really penetrate into the subconscious and the unknown to find understanding. And naturally, there's a great resistance that's going to go on in this transformational phase, and you're going to feel it. And in this great resistance to doing, it's really encouraged in this phase when you're awakening in this phase. It's required really for you to reach out for help. As I mentioned before, this is a great time for you to reach out to a coach, a mentor, a counselor, and seek out help. So moving ahead of this phase, it's not going to last forever. And the things that you and I might have faced in this transformational phase or that you're in now, they're beginning to surface. And believe it or not, that's good news. That is good news. So in this phase, you may find that pessimism and dread that tend to increase. Your dreams and fantasies can become intense. Even, you know, she talks about that they may become violent or frightening. Your worst case scenarios may happen. You could experience a destabilization of things that used to be in balance. I certainly recall that in my own life as I completed the 25-year marriage. But even, you know, that was completed in 2016 for me, but even 8 years before that, it was actually beginning to become very imbalanced. You could experience some anxiety and panic attacks. You may think you're actually going crazy, or you've developed a personality disorder. Penny says that you might even experience explosions. Now, here's some physical manifestations that she says that could occur. Aneurysms. You may experience a little bit more road rage out there while you're driving. There may be some domestic abuse. There could be acts of terror or volcanic eruptions of emotions, as literally the lid comes off the pressure cooker. You might develop some chronic pain as memories of painful abuse surface. And, you know, when I was in this phase, I'm very athletic my entire life. And guess what happened in 2008? Well, I was out skiing with a good friend and racing down the hill. I've been skiing since I was 8 years old and went off this bluff, caught a little air. And yeah, you're probably guessing what happened. I didn't hold that downhill edge and I tore my ACL, my MCL, my lateral meniscus. And I actually contused about a third of my tibia, which is your bigger bone in your lower leg. Two surgeries later, yeah, I experienced a lot of emotional pain. So that was at the beginning of 2008. And then the end of 2008, so I'd already had two knee surgeries. Then at the end of 2008, I'm pushing my younger daughter on a sled and I slip and fall and I avulse the ligament in my left thumb. So an avulsion is where you pull the ligament off the bone, which I had done that with my medial collateral ligament in my knee. So then I got to have another surgery. So just in 1 year, I had three surgeries. And then shortly after that, I actually herniated my disc, L5-S1, and had three epidural shots for that. But I wasn't done in this stage yet. After I recovered from that herniated disc, then I actually experienced a cyst on my jugular vein. That almost literally killed me. So, you know, the pressure cooker was coming off and I was experiencing a lot of orthopedic injuries. My body was telling me, you are under so much pressure. You've got to make changes. So in this phase, she describes it that I'm upset and afraid life is too intense and won't let up. And my worst fears are taking shape and I can't control myself. Oh boy, could I relate to that through all those endeavors? So as I mentioned earlier, you're going to feel maybe like your subconscious mind has opened a Pandora's box and you may notice increased dualistic either or thinking. Now, what is that? Either it's this or that. One thing I learned in my coaching that helped transform me is it's not either this or that, Beth. What if it could be a yes and an and? And I was like, no one's even shared that with me ever before. It was transformational. But while I was in this phase, this either or thinking is really fear-based. It's fear-based beliefs. And they're based on a polarity. Do you think our nation is experiencing some of that? Yeah, I would say so. So here's some examples you may begin to notice, good or bad. This, you know, it's either this or that. You could say that's good or that's bad. You could say inside, outside. It's black or white. It's male or female. It's young or old. Smart or stupid. Beautiful or ugly. Winner or loser. Life and death. So you can see the polarities of that. And what you do is you learn how much willpower it's going to take in this transformational phase to actually keep opposites separate. And I was like, that is so interesting because look at where we're going with gender right now. Non-gender pronouns, that it's a they rather than a he or a she. And so it takes a lot of energy to keep those polarities. Accelerated energy actually wants to connect them and these opposites so that they will actually flow into and turn into each other. So just imagine this symbol right now. Imagine a figure eight in your head right now. And that energy is flowing through a yin and a yang type symbol. And so when this happens, you and I may actually experience what's called the shadow side of what we've been resisting. Then, and as the energy flow moves you on into the light side again, you see how the dark and the light and their positive aspects actually feed energy into each other. But initially, the pressure of the movement highlights the blocks in the figure eight flow and your prejudice, fixations, and you begin to feel the resistance wherever they exist in you. So really interesting that if we're really paying attention to the flow of energy in us through this figure eight, we get to actually have it unveiled, what we are subconsciously possibly repressing. So in this phase, she talks about you may feel a symptom of you can't tolerate and that you want to reject things and people you feel are different from you. They may be different in you from you in far as character, intelligence or skill, or even energy level. And you may feel threatened or betrayed or jealous. And you may blame or judge yourself and others and become caught in the endless flip-flopping and better, worse, attractive, repulsive, aggressive, defensive, or possessing, rejecting polarities. Really not a fun phase by any means. You might even have an increase in argumentativeness, name calling. Oh my goodness. You know, here's a bit of vulnerability on my part. I definitely acted this way in my marriage. Many arguments in that relationship, as well as name calling. And I can recall learning from my mentor, one of my mentors, Mary Morrissey, that when you have a discussion with really anyone, name calling is not to be in it. Just take that completely out. So I definitely did. So you may, again, back to this name calling, or you're doing an versus scenarios of condemnation. And in actuality, even on a bigger scope, we can see some other symptoms actually occurring in the society today. Do you notice the polarity in our nation? That actually our nation is moving through this figure eight of energy, of low energy, high energy frequencies, and things are being exposed. So in this phase, relationships, especially based on lack of honesty and communication, will actually have trouble. They'll reach an impasse and break apart. And that is exactly what I experienced in my marriage, that there was a tremendous lack of honesty and little to no communication. And you become an impasse. They break apart due to blame, criticalness, or your refusal or my refusal to change, or the person. You may experience divorce legal conflict, problems with neighbors, family disputes, or a craving for the perfect soulmate. And there can be an increase in chaos, panic related to ailments like asthma, schizophrenia, bipolar, and borderline disorders or even epilepsy. So already you can see that I experienced the divorce. I also experienced some legal conflict as well. So as I was reading this phase, I'm like, oh my gosh, I felt like I was in Crazyville in this phase. Thank goodness we don't stay in these forever. So what's the positive results of this phase? Actually, now we're allowing the higher energy to flow through us and deal patiently and lovingly with situations as they arise. I love what Dr. Sue Mortar says, that as these things arise, as our protective self comes out, or we could call it the ego, she says, you know, just bring it in and hug it. Just hug it, because ultimately we're trying to protect ourselves, so why not live on it? And that's really served me really, really well, and not be hard on myself or condemning myself for having that thought. Another positive part of this phase is that you learn you can't avoid polarities. You don't like it, but we really must allow every option to be part of the life. And that if we embrace the concept of mirroring, where what's in you is also in me in some way and vice versa. And just recently, as I'm expanding my business and growth and building new containers and structures, I actually got to experience a little bit of this positivity of this phase of, okay, I'm noticing this in this person. And if there's a mirror, what actually am I learning about myself through this process? Very high calibrating question is going to bring a high calibrating solution. So you also get to learn both sides of any polarity that we feel, how they feed each other, and how you can receive energy and information from parts of yourself that you've maybe rejected. And you and I can gain an awareness about our previously unconscious emotional triggers. Man, if you and I can have an awareness about, I think I just felt triggered by that comment or that lack of communication or whatever it was. It could be a complete stranger that, you know, you see in the grocery store. I can recall just even last week I was going through the grocery store, and it seemed probably about four or five times I went to go a direction and someone walked right in front of me. And after the third or fourth time, I felt frustration, but then after the third or fourth time, I'm like, what's going on here? I'm feeling a little bit triggered. I'm feeling cut off, and just took some breaths, made an observation, allowed the mirroring to happen, and settled into that and just went, okay, something's going on here. Maybe not ignore this. So this is the positive aspect of this phase, is that you're becoming aware of your unconscious emotional triggers. So we're going to go for a short break, and I will come back and I'll just give you a preview of these next three phases that we're going to talk about in the next episode. So stay tuned. This is Beth with Life in Full Expression. We're doing the spiritual dimension, and we're doing a deep dive into transformational phases. Be right back after this short break.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Welcome back to Spiritual Dimension. We're talking about the 9 phases of transformation from a book written by Penny Pierce called Frequency. And we're in the 4th transformational phase out of 9. Got lots of content today, so I'll come back with another episode, maybe 2 on this. But the next phase of transformation is you retrench, refortify, resist, and resuppress. We've got 4 R's in this phase. So you don't have to change is a phrase that you might be feeling is, I don't have to change. I'm in my own world and I am right. Have you ever said that? I know that I have said that. Guess what? This is our protective self. This is our ego basically talking. That aspect of our mind that's rooted in, guess what? It's rooted in fear. It's rooted in self-protection. And it is stepping in and it's screaming, I am not ready to die. I'm not ready to let go. It's fighting for preservation of the old, get this, the old difficult but familiar ways. When people come to me for transformational coaching and say that they're stuck, ooh, this is an area that there is stuckness. It's almost like, you know, you got your hands and your feet on flypaper. And it's really, it avoids letting go and trusting. You plunge into survival behaviors, either fighting or fleeing. So if you are experiencing more of a fighter emotion, might make yourself feel invulnerable, large, like you're in a tank or an SUV type emotion. It could look like this, not saying that this is bad, but it could look like this, that you might be in an opulent home or take on the world with aggressiveness. You could be a workaholic. You could have a fixed belief system, and you might champion your personality, rugged individualism. You might express some self-righteousness, some boastfulness, some narcissistic. You might want to be famous, powerful, and rich. You might seek security by controlling your environment and others. And when you realize you can't control everything, you actually might assume an attitude of toughness, cynicism, sarcasm, belligerent, basically apathy, and disrespect, making it cool to be inappropriate, unkind, and amoral things if you want to. So you might also feel this and say this inside yourself. You might say people are driving you crazy and they should just go away, and that you feel trapped in a conflict. And boy, don't sometimes you hear people talk about, oh, I just want to go find 20 acres and build a house in the middle of it so no one, you know, can be around me, that people are driving me crazy. You are in a transformational phase. It's good news. You might be experiencing conflict avoidance and resist change. You might crave safety or retreat into a perfectly decorated cozy home or with a giant television. You might want to make a man cave or something like that, you know? You may be experiencing of eating more or releasing weight. You might dive into some comfort foods, become anorexic, or numb yourself with audio or video just piped in directly into your head. And you may increase basically underactivity and resistant ailments like obsessive compulsive disorder, stroke, bone disorders, arthritis, organ failures, addiction, depression, various kinds of paralysis and exhaustion syndromes could all show up. So here's the positive part of this phase, and we'll bring this in for a landing for this episode today, is that you actually could experience sudden breakthroughs in all areas of your life. Healing insights about your wounds can happen here, and problems stemming from a difficult childhood can actually evaporate. Isolation can give way to nurturing cooperation. That's pretty cool, with others. And things that used to bother you, you hardly bother you at all anymore, and you see through the chaos, and others are caught in, and you don't buy into the seduction, and you find your own way forward with great clarity. So that brings us in for a landing today with the first four out of the nine phases, transformational phases, with Penny Pierce from the Book of Frequency. Come back next episode. I'm going to do an encore on December 26th, but in the new year, we're going to come back to this. Happy holidays to everybody. You guys stay safe out there. And remember to keep asking some powerful questions, because they'll bring you some powerful answers. All right. Take care, you guys. Until next time. Thanks for tuning in to Life in Full Expression with me, Beth Wolf. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be your most elevated self and pursue a path of fulfillment, clarity, expansion, fun, and living your best life. If you would like to discover the seven dimensions of your life blueprint of expression, to fully express yourself, reveal your heart's clarity for dynamic direction, and activate your unique capability, visit BethWolf.com. That's Beth, W-O-L-F-E.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.